From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage Show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking all about multiple orgasms for both men and women and how this information can change what happens in your bedroom.
And there's an anonymous quote that says, "The only thing better than having an orgasm, having another orgasm."
There you go.
Which I thought was absolutely fitting for today's show on multiple orgasms.
I thought it was fitting last night.
We're a big believer in multiple orgasms here with Team DeLorenzo. Just putting it out there. But you know, as we jump into the show, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And this hug comes from an email that we recently received. She says, "I found your husband a few weeks ago."
I found your podcast.
I was thinking husband. She did find the podcast. Yes. She already had her husband.
Yes.
"I found your podcast a few weeks ago and was thrilled to share it with my husband." See, that's where the husband part comes
in.
There
it is.
"We've been married 13 years and have been through miscarriage, pornography addiction, and loss of a parent. Mm-hmm. So we immediately resonated with your story. We appreciate your candid approach to so many topics which aren't talked about, especially in Christian circles. We've longed to have a mentor couple for many years, and honestly, you have become that for us.
Awesome.
We've been listening to all your previous podcasts and want to soak up the wisdom and practical insights that you share. And we have to say, we did your 7-day sex challenge, and it has transformed, in all capital letters, our minds and stretched us to plan ahead to pursue each other. And honestly, the sex right now is the best it's ever been in our marriage, even better than the honeymoon. Thank you for sharing so freely and deeply. You are a city on a hill for so many couples."
Love it. You know what I just catch? There's a number of things, honestly. I love it. Honored and blessed to be your guys' mentors. And we're there. We want to be that, because you know what? At 13 years, we didn't even have a mentor couple that we could look up to. So truly blessed. But I really love this, that sex is even better than the honeymoon. And I'm going to raise a hand, because I really think as we get along in this journey of marriage, that our honeymoon shouldn't be the pinnacle.
Like, amen to that.
That shouldn't be the pinnacle. Like, where you are now, years after that, that's where you are striving and becoming the best version of you guys in your marriage.
Well, I remember when we did the 60 Days of Sex Challenge, and that first month, just thinking, oh my gosh, like, we've never had sex like this. And that was 11 years in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something to be said for knowing one another, for being able to explore one another, for being comfortable with one another. And that really actually ties all into this show.
It does. It really does.
Right? Because so many of those pieces come together. And we recently just got this email that said, you know, very simple one liner. "Hey, we're wondering if you've ever done a podcast on multiple orgasms for women. We'd love to know more on the subject."
And we're going to go into this not for just the women, but for the men too.
Which was a mind-blowing revelation in and of itself. Mm-hmm. When we started doing research for this show. Because, you know, we started looking at what does it look like in our own marriage? Mm-hmm. And what does it look like in the one family? And we actually did some research with the one family. Can I just tell you guys, we love that you're so responsive when we ask questions. Whether it's, you know, you're on the email list and we send out a survey via email, or you follow us on Instagram at One Extraordinary Marriage and, you know, we put just a few questions up there and you're like, yeah, I'm just gonna like chime in and give my 2 cents. And the reason why that matters so much to the two of us is because, you know, we wanna know what's going on with the one family.
Right. This is about you guys. We love doing our research and we love looking at other studies that are being done, and yet what's happening with us? Mm-hmm. What's happening with our family? And it really allows all of us, even Elisa and I, to be like, wow, yeah, we're part of that group. That's us.
Absolutely. And so the infographic, and we'll do a link to it. It was called Sex and Orgasm. Those results found that 45% of women in the one family said they could have multiple orgasms compared to 20% of women, which, you know, pretty mm-hmm. typical. And this week we did an Instagram story poll that found, and this was a group of men and women. Mm-hmm. So the numbers are going to look
the other one was men and women as well.
Right. But they were broken down.
But they were broken out. Yes. In mm-hmm. the infograph, yes, we were able to break those out. Yes.
Yeah. Instagram, a little bit more challenging to mm-hmm. do that. But on Instagram, we found that 89% of the respondents can orgasm, but only 61% have multiple orgasms. Mm-hmm. So which would I bring it a little bit closer to what we're seeing? And, you know, it really started to beg the question and caused us to even look in our own marriage. You know, what in the past has prevented us and what prevents others from having multiple orgasms? Right? How can you increase their likelihood? Because let's face it, like I said in that quote at the beginning, the only thing better than having an orgasm is having another one. And, you know, Tony alluded to it, but is this just something for women? Right? Because honestly, until I started looking into the show and even looking at the results from that infographic that we did, or that study that we did a few weeks ago, seeing that men said, yes, I can have multiple orgasms. And I'm like, I remember looking at Tony going, dude, what about you? Have you ever had a multiple orgasm?
And I can't recall ever. And that was the interesting thing for myself. But it's going to be interesting because as we dig deeper into this, where my misperception of what an orgasm and having multiple orgasms for a male is.
Absolutely. And you know, we need to be fully transparent every time we get behind these microphones. And you know, for the first probably 10, 11 years of our marriage, multiple orgasms really were not a thing. Like for me specifically.
But it took you, and I would say for us, it took you probably 5 years before you actually had an orgasm. And maybe, and if you say you were having them, I would...
Go ahead, call me out. It's true.
I would say more than not, you were faking it. You were just doing the moaning and whatever. And then,
because you can tell the difference
good,
now.
Moving on. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You can totally tell the difference. And so it's one of those things too where... You know, Tony's right. It was being faked, right? It was one of those things where I didn't know how my body worked, right? So I was just like, I you know, watched enough movies, heard enough, you know, TV to go, okay, well, you know what? When he's thrusting, you're supposed to moan and groan, and that's what you do. And he's right. It probably was like, I didn't keep track, guys. So 5 years actually sounds like a pretty decent number to me. I know somebody chimed in on Instagram that said it took a year and a half into their marriage to, you know, get to the place of orgasm, multiple orgasms and things like that. And real quick,
way ahead of the curve.
I know. I was like,
you're doing great. Keep
that's
going.
That's awesome. Yay. But one of the things I just want to say as a quick aside, don't fake it in your marriage, please, because then you get to a point where you're like, I don't know how to stop faking it. And I don't know what works and I don't know what doesn't. And I actually had a coaching client tell me that she would never fake it with her husband because she didn't want to train him what not to do, or to do something that wasn't effective.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I'm going to borrow that because it's so true. Because when we, ladies, when we fake it, just as an aside here, when we fake it, we are training our husbands to do something that doesn't work. And so he's thinking he's like, you know, scoring a home run and you're like, dude, just get it over with.
And there comes that trust issue. There comes a disconnect in your sexual intimacy because of this. And Elise and I felt that as well, because even though she could moan and groan and act like she was having one, she was checking out well before because she was like, just get this thing done, Tony, so I can move on with my life. And I would say now, having real ones, that's a different story.
Now, like now, he knows if I'm even like starting to go down that path. He's like, you're not here.
Nope.
You're not here. You're totally. And
so let's get back on topic about multiple orgasms.
I know that was just kind of an aside.
That's a little aside. That's a little bonus.
But if you don't know, when we talk about topics like this, maybe you're a brand new listener. And if you are, welcome to the One Family.
Yes.
We're so glad to have you listening. But I like to define terms just so we're all playing on the same field here. And an orgasm is the climax of sexual excitement characterized by feelings of pleasure centered in the genitals.
And I like to just paraphrase that as loud screams and groans.
That's the official Tony definition. we should actually start a Tony definition or a Tony dictionary. Okay. Thank you for.
But it's true. Characterized by feelings of pleasure center in the genitals and in men experiencing as a accompanied to ejaculation. Yeah. I mean, that's it.
And we're going to come back to that last part of the definition because where it said in men experience as an accompaniment to ejaculation. I'm just going to plant that seed right there because we're going to come back to that. That's going to be significant. And research shows that somewhere around 95% of men regularly have an orgasm and around 65% of women.
And what did we have on ours? How many said?
So I think it was 85%. Oh, you're going to make me look now. 89% of respondents can orgasm and 61% have multiple orgasms.
Okay.
So pretty close.
Yep.
But the research gets a little tricky when it comes to multiple orgasms because it tends to be self-reported. It hasn't even been until recent years in technology where they can actually, like with all of the MRIs and, you know, brain scans and all this kind of stuff, actually measure what's going on. So there's not a lot of hard and fast numbers. A lot of it is just anecdotal reporting of having multiple orgasms. And it the way this plays out too differently for men and women is that there are different no surprise, guys, there's different biology involved.
True.
Right? Because a man has what's called a refractory period. And that's where, you know, body is flooded with hormones. He actually will go flaccid, right? And the body doesn't always respond to additional sexual stimuli, right? And what I didn't know...
Speak in layman terms. You're losing me here.
I'm losing you. So basically, your body is flooded with hormones. Your penis goes flaccid and even...
Goes soft.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay.
And even if we tried something again, you're like, yeah, I got nothing.
After ejaculation.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where we're at there with the refractory period.
I hope you guys understood that because I was getting lost. So
flooded with hormones.
The body is. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that for me... I compute ejaculation as orgasm.
Correct.
We're gonna pull that apart
right, in just a second.
Right, we are. But I'm saying I think for many of us men, I believe that orgasm and ejaculation are one and the same, and yet they're not.
Right, because okay. If we go back to that definition, it was experienced as an accompaniment to ejaculation in men, mm-hmm. not resulting from or linked to.
Correct.
And that refractory period, here's a little thing too that I didn't know because this whole thing about multiple orgasms, like why can't guys do it, you know, faster, right? Is because that refractory period can go anywhere from minutes to hours, which I was like, whoa, right? So the
refractory period, meaning the time in which it takes for me or another guy to then get
a
hard on again.
Yeah, exactly. To be able to.
The body to be able to come back from that, mm-hmm. the penis in mm-hmm. particular, to come back from that and go from a flaccid soft state to an erection hard state.
Correct.
Okay.
So we women, we don't have that.
No, you don't.
We don't have that refractory period. Our challenge usually comes in, we got so much stuff going on in our heads that we're like, oop, did it, done. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of just get to this place and we're like,
I had the one and that, move on.
Or because the pressure, the sensitivity is so heightened that if that doesn't change and it just becomes routine, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying it is routine, it's just like it's the same.
The stimuli is the same?
Thank you. Stimuli, great word. Is the same, then we don't have the same sensation necessarily over and over again. So it doesn't...
So in other words, change up that stimuli. So guys, FYI...
That's going to be one of your action items.
We're just already giving that out to you. You know, if you're just... using your finger to stimulate her clitoris, you may need to rub it in different ways. Guys, if you're going down on her and there's oral sex, you may need to change up the tongue action. Is it just right on the clitoris or are you moving it around so it's not the same thing?
Yeah, I didn't know that all of that pressure and technique had, like, it's just something that I think that's evolved in our marriage. Look at Tony. I wish you guys could see him puff his chest right now.
The technique I have learned over the years.
Because as soon as I said pressure and technique, oh my gosh, this is when I wish we were on video. Because he seriously, guys, just stood up about 3 inches taller. And I think his chest size was like 6 inches larger. He was like, technique. I got the technique.
No, it's something that is learned. Mm-hmm. That's something that has evolved in our marriage over time because we have taken we've made the decision to make the quality part of what we do, but we've also said we got to have the quantity each and every week, even when we don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that we're engaging each other so we can learn that. That's where that comes in.
Well, and one thing I just want to say about orgasms, they do beget more orgasms, right? So, and that with the frequency of sex, mm-hmm. because exactly what Tony just said, when you learn what works, when you learn what techniques, what pressure, how to do all of this, you get to a place where you can start to duplicate it.
And then right. you learn other ways and you change things up. So no, we're not saying that you just stay in the missionary and you only do oral sex. We're saying that that may be the starting place. And then it begins to develop from there.
So I want to just go back to this little thing that we talked about a few minutes ago as we're talking about men specifically and, you know, orgasm accompanied by the ejaculation of semen. As I was doing the research for the show and I was like, okay, you know, like what's this whole deal? Like what's the deal with men and multiple orgasms? Right? Because I get the refractory period. I understand that Tony goes soft after ejaculation and like that's just, yeah.
Yeah. And
that's
now
just kind of been...
In my younger days, I would say that was, that could have been, I don't know if it would be minutes. I would say, you know, 10, 15, maybe 20.
You're still in the minutes. That didn't even get to an hour.
Right. Well, I'm thinking minutes. I'm thinking like 2, 3, 4 minutes. But but I would say even now it's more into the hours.
Right. Like twice in a day.
Yeah. Twice in a day would be for me. And I'm just saying that's where I am in my life right now and my sexual drive and my sexual desire. I'm just saying that's me. You may be very different.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting, though, to see how much information there is out there about the idea that orgasm and ejaculation are two separate actions.
And that was mind-blowing to me when Lisa brought that up.
It's so crazy. Like, sometimes I wish you guys could just be part of the conversations we have when we're even talking about a show and what that's going to look like. Because Tony and I are talking about this, and I said, did you know that those are two separate things? And he's like, what are you talking about? Like it just happens simultaneously. And what's out there in terms of the literature says that orgasm is the release of the sexual tension. Ejaculation is the release of the semen.
And I totally get that. And yet, where is the distinction of those two? For me, I cannot separate those two. And maybe I need to, this is something I need to like learn.
This is going to be mind blowing for Tony. Like
right.
the rest
this is
of
something
show.
I need to learn and to understand because I get the orgasm is a release of sexual tension. Well, that's what I'm doing when I'm ejaculating. There's a release of sexual tension and yet those are two separate things. So I just.
Tony's like, let's get to the action.
Yeah,
I'm
let's
like,
get to the
let's
action.
Let's get to the action. So let's talk about those specific actions after this break.
Stress, hormone changes, and lack of sleep can impact your skin, causing issues like dryness, dark spots, and acne. I know the closer I get to 50, the more aware I become of this. OneSkin, today's sponsor, offers a simple skincare routine to address these concerns at a cellular level. OneSkin has developed a proprietary peptide called OS1 that's scientifically validated to improve the health of your skin beneath the surface without irritation or a complicated multi-step routine. I use the OS1 face topical supplement on my face and neck, which often needs a little extra care with age. Additionally, the OS1 eye supplement helps keep the under eye area fresh, even on little sleep. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We're back and we're talking about that action. We're talking about what it looks like for both of you to have multiple orgasms. So as Tony was saying, he's like, okay, like spell this out here. What's this whole thing about men and how can I separate and what does this look like? And I got to tell you, I'm actually a little excited to see what the experiments are going to look like for Team DiLorenzo. Just putting it out there. I think Tony's going to get a little more mentally involved in what's happening.
mentally involved. I'm already mentally involved. What are you talking about?
Well, because here's the thing. This whole idea of being able to separate the two comes down to strengthening your pelvic floor muscles.
So Kegeling.
I'm telling you, it's not just for women.
Dude. I'm doing them right now, but it's something that like just doesn't come naturally. Like I just, it gets mentioned and I can do it. Like, boom, boom. I can Kegel. I can do that. And yet to do that on a daily basis, I got to have like a reminder on my phone to tell me to, it has to be like Kegel time.
So set a reminder, dude.
I know.
Let it pop up on your phone. I know. Right? Or, get, you know, K time, or, you know, if you don't want it to like pop up, guys, I understand. If you don't want it to pop up and say Kegel on your phone, all good. Just put K time.
Yep.
But what's happening there, it's the same thing that happens for women. And there's a lot of research on this for women in terms of when our pelvic floor muscles, so those same muscles that, you all know, you're probably doing them right now. There's probably, you know, hundreds of thousands of people Kegeling right now.
Wherever you're at,
it's the largest Kegel movement in, you know. We're probably
Would be awesome. We should see if that's on
Guinness Book of World Records.
How funny would that be to have like, the most Kegels going on at one time.
Oh my gosh.
If you're in.
Where did this show go today?
If you're in, thumbs up somewhere. I don't know.
We're not on live, dude. You can't ask them to thumbs up.
Thumbs up something.
Just like and share the show.
Yes.
But it's those same muscles. And so for a man to be able to strengthen that, then he's able to, you know, consciously hold in.
I still think.
Okay.
Here's the place, because you said consciously. So first off, that means I have to realize the difference between an orgasm and ejaculation.
Which,
and where is that line, so I can consciously in the moment be able to say, okay,
I'm orgasming.
I'm having an orgasm right now, but I'm not going to ejaculate. I'm sorry to tell you, but when it comes to penetration and we've had massive foreplay,
you're just like, I'm not even.
I'm done. Like, who cares? I don't care if it's just like it.
So I just want to speak to that point. Completely okay.
Yes.
Completely okay. Like, guys, you don't have to have multiple orgasms, right?
True.
Like, we're talking about it because it's a thing. But if you, first of all, if you can't, that's okay. Right. Like, let me be real clear. If this whole idea of separating orgasm and ejaculation for the guys is like, yeah, way too much brain power. I just want to be in the moment. Go with it. Like, we're not saying that you have to. It was just kind of an interesting thing that, again, like that hug says, you guys talk about things that most people don't. And
well, and I think it's very important, because I have heard this. Believe me, I've heard it. I've never talked to anybody about it. No guy has ever come up to me and been like, hey, Tony, I had multiple orgasms last night. It was absolutely amazing. Da, da, da. No, I've never had that happen to me. So just as we were discussing this and you were bringing this to my attention, the thing that just caught me was, wow, there's an orgasm for a man and there's ejaculation. It's understanding what that is for me to be able to have multiple orgasms prior to ejaculation, because once that happens, it's done. That's where flaccid state happens, and it's like, ah. Also,
the angels are singing.
Also, I will have to say, for us and maybe others of you guys out there, you give your wife an orgasm. You may give her multiple orgasms, and it may be via oral, it may be with finger, it may be with a vibrator, whatever it is. And I will say, in those moments, I feel like there is pressure on me to just finish, because you're done. And you're like,
my angels are already singing.
Right. and the angels have faded away for you. Like, it's like, all right, just get it done. You're like, finish up already. And you know that's true.
Oh, I'm laughing because I'm picturing
that's
fade.
True.
And, you know, it's like the music going down at the end of the show. Like, I picture the fade, and it's just, yeah, I know. Okay. Yes.
And so, in that, being able to have multiple orgasms is very tough, because it's going to take some conscious effort on my side to understand that, right? And yet, on the other side of it, I have a wife who's lying there who's like, I've had mine, let's roll.
And so a big part of the multiple orgasm component, and we'll talk about wives here in just a second.
Yeah, we need to get to the wives.
We need to get to the wives, is figuring out what that dynamic looks like in your marriage. Right, for us, because my orgasms tend to come as a result of foreplay, right? That's in the foreplay period. And then when I have like the crescendo, then that's when we switch over to vaginal intercourse. So then Tony has his orgasm, right? That's what our dance looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's just a matter of understanding what that looks like for the two of you. I also know that you can work this into, having multiple encounters in the day. If you don't come all the way to like crazy crescendo, what if you just have like small orgasm? Like, remember?
True. We've done that before.
We've done that. Mm-hmm. I forget what we called that. You think about that, because I'm going to start talking about wives.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Like where
we'd have sex multiple times. Well, we wouldn't come to completion. What we would do is we would do foreplay, and we would give each other, well, it wasn't each other, but it was more of a, let me give you an orgasm. And it may have not have been multiples in one session, but it was like, let me get you to that point where you're about to, but you're not. And you're,
it's
just
like the almost stage, and then you're like, okay, we'll see in a few hours.
Right.
And then you get to the almost stage again and see in a few hours.
And same thing with me. You know, you would get me to that point where it's just like, and then it's like, okay, I got to stop.
Oh, you're so funny. So wives, let's talk about you and multiple orgasms. And, part of this is giving yourself permission. This is a mindset thing for a lot of women. Give yourself permission to think that you can have multiple orgasms, to be open to that idea. And even, allow yourself to think, what would it be like to experience that? Right? And then how can you communicate what works with your husband? Because this whole idea of changing pressure and technique and touching the different erogenous zones, is it the touching her breast? Is it touching her vagina? Is it touching, where are you touching to keep the stimulation going, the arousal going, but not necessarily touching the same place in the same way, like over and over and over again until she's like, stop already, I'm raw.
Yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah.
I've had that.
That doesn't lead to multiple orgasms. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just gonna stop, I'm raw, that's not.
No bueno.
No bueno. But it's stepping into this place of saying, what if, what are the possibilities? How can I be fully in the moment? How can the two of us be fully in the moment? And this is a big thing. And ladies, I know this has stopped me from having multiple orgasms on more than one occasion. It's this whole idea that my brain is way too engaged and I'm not letting my body just experience it. It happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And yet those are the times when I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to orgasm, or maybe it's one. But when I'm like, you know what? I'm all in. I am fully present. It's like fireworks on the 4th of July. Just, the grand finale of the fireworks. That's what I like in multiple orgasms too.
I like that. Other than when my head's getting crushed by your legs. That's my indication that, yes, you are having multiple orgasms and the crescendo of fireworks has just finished. It's true.
That's because oral sex is the way that I tend to have the most orgasms. And that's a really important point. Right, ladies, you have to know whether it's oral sex, whether it's, the vibrator, whether it's, manual stimulation, what works for you?
Or a combination of all of those. Like, is it, hey, we start one way, we go to something else, then we end this way. And it's sort of that, what are we doing? But the key is that you guys are learning together and you're willing to try new things to get there. We tend to fall. There was a time when we added this little finger vibrator, and it was sort of like the only thing we fell into. It was like, oh, that's the only way Elisa's going to have an orgasm. And until we realized, like, you know what? This isn't the only way. Like, there's other things we can do that I really believe that our sexual intimacy and the orgasms, that the multiples that Elisa can experience, and even my own, I believe was heightened. And yet we had to break free of our own mindset of what could work. So hopefully today what we've shared with you is going to allow you both to have some laughs, to actually open up the conversation about this. Guys, I hope you learned a ton, because I sure did. Let's understand the difference between an orgasm and ejaculation, and see if we can have those multiples as well. You guys, we love you guys. We're excited for you and what's to come in your marriage as you experience multiple orgasms. Love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week.